I'm Sarah D'Elia, 90.7 WFAE News. This morning, a federal lawsuit was filed to stop House Bill 2. That's the law passed by a special session of the General Assembly last week and signed into law the same day. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to talk about the case. Tom, what's at the heart of the case?
Well, Sarah, here's how Chris Brooks, the legal director for the North Carolina ACLU, described the suit.
We are asking the court to overturn House Bill 2 because it is unconstitutional, because it violates the Equal Protection and Due Process clauses of the 14th Amendment, because it discriminates on the basis of sex and sexual orientation, and because it is an invasion of privacy for transgender men and transgender women.
So
the law also violates Title IX by discriminating against students on the basis of sex.
So the suit deals with two aspects of the law, the ability for transgender individuals to use the restroom, locker room, or similar facility of their choice, and the second has to do with Title IX money. The U.S. Department of Education has determined that sexual identity and gender identity fall under the federal non-discrimination law, specifically the provision that bans discrimination because of sex. Title IX requires all educational institutions which receive federal money to adhere to that and other non-discrimination rules, and that is key to this particular case.
So how does Title IX come into all this?
Well, because the law requires that if you use a multi-sex facility at UNC schools, among others, you must use the facility corresponding with the sex on your birth certificate. That, the plaintiffs argue, violates Title IX and could endanger the $4.5 billion North Carolina receives in Title IX federal funding. But it's important to note that not all of that money goes to the UNC system. The suit also points out that facilities at the UNC building, where at least one of the plaintiffs works, has no single-use facilities, which are allowed to be used by anyone. The case also argues that the bathroom provisions in the bill violates the 14th Amendment to privacy and undue government intrusion, such as the right to refuse unwanted medical treatment, meaning full sexual reassignment surgery, which is necessary to change the sex listed on someone's birth certificate.
WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.